Now, the eyes are often said to be the window to the soul and what people are really thinking. When they are viewed in person, they can betray our intentions, especially when we're playing games. In a recent paper research from the University of Melbourne, it says AIs are one step closer to predicting what move someone will make in a video game simply by the gaze in our eyes. Tim Miller is co-author of the paper and researcher from Melbourne University, and he joins us now to chat about what it all means. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Nick.
So how exactly was the AI able to use the human gaze to predict a player's next move? What technology did you use to find this out?
So we used a technology called the Tobii Eye Tracker. And effectively what the Tobii Eye Tracker did was we used that to determine which parts of a board game a person was looking at in a digital board game. And then we basically looked at what would be good moves for this person to make using artificial intelligence, but then we looked at if there were lots of good moves that they could make at the same time, which were the area of the board they were looking at the most. And then what we used was probability theory to determine if they were looking at one specific good move, they were more likely to make that move than another region of the board where they weren't looking at all.
Right, so we tend to give away our intentions by what we spend the most time looking at. Is that the pattern here?
Yes, that's exactly the pattern.
So the use of these eye-tracking technologies has become more common, with it often being built into laptops and VR headsets. How could the use of AI enhance what's already there and change the way games are designed in the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the project that this is part of is part of a much larger project that's not all about AI, and it's looked at how things like eye tracking could be used to enhance social play in immersive environments. So if you play a game like Monopoly, you're sitting around a board and you're having fun, but if you play that game online, a lot of that social interaction disappears. So this project was about how can we enhance games more generally using these types of, you know, gaze and gestures and voices when they're played over the internet, for example. From an AI perspective, what we can do is, I guess, use AI to do things such as provide virtual players in these particular games. But what we were trying to do here was come up with a kind of assistant player, someone who sat on your screen and helped you to cheat by figuring out what your opponent's going to do and help you make better moves. But ultimately what the aim of the project is to use these sort of social cues such as gaze to have a more natural gameplay over the internet.
I see. So could it even be more accurate, say I'm terrible at picking up tells when I'm playing poker with someone, if I have like a GoPro strapped to my head that's tracked to their eye movements and feeding into my ear, would that, you know, possibly get to a point where it's more accurate than my own natural human ability to tell what someone's intentions are?
We certainly see that in the cases that we saw now in these digital games, when they're not physical, this is much better. The AI is much better at predicting than the human is, because the human just becomes overloaded by all of the gaze information we gave them. In this case, we found an AI was not overloaded at all, so it was able to do that. But yeah, effectively, that's what you're saying. You could have an assistant sitting on in your ear that was telling you what they thought someone was about to do or what's a good move for you based on what they thought they were about to do.
Right. So how accurate was the program when it came to these predictions? I wonder, were people able to fight back and sort of fool the AI by employing strategies against the program?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we had a few different conditions that we did. So in one condition, we were just told we were monitoring their gaze and they were playing against other people and we weren't using their gaze to do anything, and we just had an AI sitting there trying to figure out what their move was, but that wasn't being used as part of the game to sort of make the move. I think what we did was rank the most likely moves. We had a rank of the top 10 most likely moves. And the accuracy was the top move that we predicted was about 55% likely to be the next move. If we didn't include gaze in our model, it was only about 25%. So by including that, we were able to more than double that. So this is not 55% is not bad, but they had, about 70 moves they could make at most points of the game. Now, when we had a second condition where we were told that your gaze was being monitored by other players and they could use that, people tried to to fool it by looking around the board at lots of different ways and kind of randomizing it. And what our early results show, although we haven't finished this study yet, is that they can fool other people quite well then, but they can't quite fool the AI quite as well. So it does fool the AI a bit, but not as well as it fools people.
So it's like once it gets to know you, it knows you pretty well.
I think it's more that when we're searching around, we try to make it look like we're doing random looking at the board, but actually it's not random at all. If we're trying to calculate a strategy, we do pause on that part of the board to think about it a lot more than we pause on other parts of the board where we're not interested. So probably if we told the people that, they could try and fool it even better, but that's still to be determined.
But really, if you don't know that what is happening, you've got even less chance of fooling the program by the sounds of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm speaking with Tim Miller about AIs and the ability to predict our next move using only the human gaze. Now, I wonder, is this research and technology likely to be something that comes up in the future as we attempt building humanoid AIs? How would this improve those AIs?
Yeah, so if you're talking about humanoid AIs in a physical space, definitely this would be really important. So what we know is humans use their gaze to interact socially all the time. So we do it to do things like just establish connections with people. We look in their eyes when they're talking, but also for much more pragmatic reasons. So we might try and direct another person's gaze towards something by looking over there. We use it to kind of disambiguate terms. We say, we look at something and say, what's this? The person knows what this is by where we're looking. So humans routinely do this without any effort. And it's commonly accepted in social science now that the reason we even have a white part of our eyes is to make it easier for each other to determine what we're looking at. So if we think about this, then a humanoid robot that's able to read the gaze of someone and follow their gaze is going to be able to interact much more fluidly with a person than if they didn't. But that's a pretty large technical challenge because a lot of the current gaze trackers, you either need to be sitting quite still in front of a laptop, or you have to be wearing glasses with eye trackers on them. So to do this just in a natural environment would be a technical challenge as well.
And could this research be applied in other areas aside from gaming, sort of technology-based or otherwise? What could some of the potential benefits be to society?
Yeah, so that's it certainly could. What we're looking at now and what sort of started this project off was looking at things like collaborative manufacturing. So you might have a manufacturing process where a robot does some part of it that might require some extreme strength that a human doesn't have, or maybe just the ability to hold something really still that a human doesn't have, while a human does the part that requires the intelligence or the very fine motor skills that robots can't do. So if you have a robot and a human working in the same space, this introduces some collaboration problems, but also safety problems. So I think a person's gaze will naturally hint at where they're about to walk or where they're about to reach their hand, and this might enable a collaborative robot to better predict where that person's about to move by looking at their gaze, and that could potentially increase safety and lead to better coordination between them.
Are we approaching a point where, okay, they know where we're going to go based on the look in our eye? Are they going to know what we're thinking by the look in our eye at some point in the future?
So I think we're trying to predict intention here. So yes, you're trying to think about what someone's intention is. So I think what we're aiming for is trying to predict the intention of others the same way that people can do it already, in order to sort of do these collaborations. But I think I talked earlier about the gaze, the white of our eyes. It seems like it's a really important thing to be able to look at each other's gaze to collaborate with someone. So I think a lot of the applications to this will be more around collaborative tasks rather than more sinister tasks, except maybe in games where we're trying to get the better of against someone.
Of course. Tim Miller from the University of Melbourne chatting about the use of AI and gaze in predicting humans and what they will do next. You can listen back to this interview on radioadelaide.org.au.